The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Good morning. Start the day the Tailaway. This coming week's Tailaway has been sponsored Liverpool Shalema of Rafal Elchon and Shimon Bambela. And Chaim Yitzchok Ben Bela, they should be both Zeicha Tava Rufua Shalema, Baser Shal Chayle Yisrael. Today is Sunday, the Chof Gimel Iyar, Parshas Bamidbar, 17th of May, and the topic, Rabbi Yonos and Roy speaking, the topic is Hoshea Es Amecha. The Pasuk says in the Torah, but before we go to the Pasuk, it's interesting that there are certain mitzvahs which are mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, which some nishkan mazel, akam tzrichim, mazel afilo sefer Torah shabeicha, there are certain mitzvahs which are mepurish in the Torah, and they have mazel, and some don't have a mazel. Just a random example in Shulchan Aruch tells us that one should sing every day Mizmor L'Soida. I'm a chaber in Shulchan Aruch. I've heard of Keil Odoin, Lechadoidi, or Keil HaPeseach, Minkoimcha, you name it. Mizmor L'Soida is not one of those normal sung things in Beis HaMikdash. Why? Chveishnish, that's what it is. Yeah, there are other halachas which everybody's makpid on, yet they're not mentioned in Torah and in Shulchan Aruch. I mean, one place in Rambam it happens to be mentioned. Let's see as we go through what the halachas are, which every Chedi Yinga knows when asked to do, and we'll see how relevant it is to do with this week's Seder. Shtitim Pasuk, in the beginning of Parshas, Ki Sisa is Reish B'nai Yisrael Ifkudeyem, V'nos Noish Kofenav Shel Hashem Bifkudeyem, Mamitzas Haseh of giving Machzis HaShekel. Says the Pasuk, each person should give a Machzis HaShekel to the upkeep of the Mishkan, and there shouldn't be a plague when they are counted. It's at a pasuk, meaning a parashas Kisisa. Says the Gemara, and towards the end of Brachas, the Gemara is discussing a ma'isa with David HaMelech, where David HaMelech said to Shaul, Shaul was running after him, and David HaMelech came to a place where he saw Shaul was asleep, and his whole entourage, all the people around him, were deeply asleep. And he took away something from Shaul HaMelech. And he went a distance, and then he shouted to Avner, called his attention. And David HaMelech said as follows, why are you running after your servant? What have I done wrong? Im Hashem hesischo bi yorech mincha. If the Ribbono shel Olam persuaded you to run after me, so I'll calm you down and I'll give you a present. I'll daven and the Rebenshim should be meichel me. The wording of this pasuk implies Hashem hesischa. Said the Ribbono shel Olam back to David HaMelech, Mesis korisali, you're calling me a person who persuades someone to do something wrong? Far be it, nothing like it. Hareini machshilcha, I'm going to cause you to make a mistake, but dovo shafilu tinoke shem beis rabban yodim. Every Chedi Yingel knows, and you'll make a mistake over it. And what is that? Torah says, "V'nas nevish koyfer nafshai." And what happened at the end of Sefer Shmuel? The pasuk tells us that David HaMelech wanted to count Klal Yisrael. Vayoses es David, and the Rebbeinu Shleiman persuaded David, Leimai, go and count Klal Yisrael, and David HaMelech Taka did it. The end of that story was that he was punished for it, and the Rebbeinu Shleilam offered David HaMelech one of three punishments, either Shalosh Anochi Noitaloch, choose one of them. Do you want 7 years famine in the country, or 3 months of being pursued by your enemy, or a devil? A magefa. And David chose a magefa. Vayome David al God, David HaMelech said to the Navi, Nipla no biyad Hashem, ki rabim rachmav, of Yadot Amale Paila. I prefer the Makas Dever. Rashi points out, why did David HaMelech choose this Makas Dever of all the three things? Says Rashi, Shema Yalkot, if I choose the Cherev, if I choose that the enemy should pursue us, that should be the punishment of Klal Yisrael. What would Klal Yisrael say? Ubeteach begiboyrov. David HaMelech is relying on his soldiers to win over them. I don't want that. Can survive and everybody else can die, it doesn't bother him. Imani boyrer horov, if I choose hunger, do you know what people will say? Beteach ubeoshra, he's relying on his wealth, he's got enough to live off and everybody else. And choose something which affects everybody. I think one can say about this market that's going around in the world. Anyway, the Pasuk tells us here that Dovid HaMelech was taka persuaded to count Klal Yisrael, and Amageifa happened in Klal Yisrael. There's another source of not counting Klal Yisrael, and that is a story in Tanakh, again in Sefer Shmuel, by Yeshama Sho'ol Es Ha'om, Sho'ol HaMelech counted Klal Yisrael by Yifkadeim Batloim. So in order to understand what's going on here, we'll go to a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Chof Beis Omad Beis. At the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when Yidden had to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, can you imagine what cheshek there was for every Kohen to do Avodah? And Borishoina, says the Mishnah, whoever wanted to do the first mitzvah in the morning of Tumas Hadeshen, he would arrive there, and they used to run up to the Mizbeach. Rotzin Bo'ilim Bekevesh, and whoever got to the top first, he did it. And it happened, says the Mishnah, and one of them wasn't happy with being second, and he pushed the other one off, and he broke his leg. The Gemara says an even more horrendous story, that one of them killed another Kohen, all the Shem Shemayim, to do Aveda on the Mizbeach. So what was introduced to prevent these sakonas taking place? Hiskinu shle yutermim elo bepayas. They used to do some form of lottery. What did they do? All the Kohanim used to stand in a circle, and the Mamunah, who was ever in charge, threw out a number at random. Everybody put up his hand, a finger, and this number was bigger than first sight of how many Kohanim there were there, and he starts his way around counting, and and wherever the number finishes, that is how he decided that should be the Kohen who's going to do Terumas Hadeshen. Why do you need to do to count the fingers? Why? Just count. Think of a number and start counting people. Says the Gemara, it's a proof to the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchok, also limnois es Yisrael afilo ledvar mitzvah. We're talking about a mitzvah taking place in the Beis HaMikdash, an avodah being done there, and nevertheless, they were not allowed to be counted. You had to do this system of counting the fingers. Also, limnoi says Yisrael, afilu lidvar mitzvah. The Gemara proves it for one pasuk. The Gemara is not happy with it. We go over to the second pasuk. In pasuk state, by Yeshama Sho'ol Es Ha'om, Sho'ol HaMelech counted how many people there were available to go out to war at the time of the Melchoma with Amalek, and Vayifkadeim Batloim, and he counted them Batloim. So the Chazal say pshat, what Vayifkadeim Batloim means, he took a sheep from his own flock, and he gave them to every year took a sheep, and he handed it back to him, and the sheep that were handed back from the people were counted separately. So according to the number of sheep there were, that's how he knew Vayifkadeim Batloim, that's how he knew how many people they were. It's interesting that Rashi says, how do we know we're not allowed to count Klal Yisrael? Shenem Marbam, it says about Klal Yisrael, Lo Yisofer Meiroiv. Klal Yisrael are going to be increased to such a degree, Asher Lo Yisofer Meiroiv. There'll be so many of them, Kenei Nahara, they won't be counted. And Rashi understood this to mean a Issa in counting them. One is not allowed to. Says the Gemara in Yom Chav Beis Amad Beis, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Kol Amina Es Yisrael Over Belav. Anybody who counts Klal Yisrael is over a lav. What is this lav? The first pasuk of this week's Haftarah, Parshas Bamidbar. It's Mochel Chodesh, but in Parshas Bamidbar. Hayom Mispar Bnei Yisrael Kechol Hayom. The number of Yidden will be like grains of sand by the sea, Asher Lo Yimad, which can't be counted. Av Nachman by Yitzchak Omar Over Bishnei Lavim Shenema Lo Yimad. They can't be counted. Why the first man, the Omar, doesn't hold of Lo Yimad and Lo Yisofer? So Shaila in the Mefoshe Atar and Nachdarten, they discuss whether Medida and Mispar are two separate entities. But I'll call upon him. What does it say in the Gemara here? It says in the Gemara that there's an Issa in counting Klal Yisrael. So we now have a Pasuk, Asher lo yimad v'lo yisofer, which tells us you're not allowed to count Klal Yisrael. We have the story of Shaul HaMelech, which vayifkedein batloim, which is another source, you're not allowed to count Klal Yisrael. And we also have a pasuk in the Torah, v'lo yiyeh bohem negev bifkoid oisom. So, what do you need all these psukim for? So, the Maal Shoah explains in Yuma that you need all these psukim. The pasuk in the Torah of Kisisa is not good enough to tell me an Issa, because the Chatzoi Shkolim with Kapora for the Cheto Egan. There would have been a Negev, because another Negev, it seems, together with counting Klal Yisrael, there would have been a Negev. In other words, Klal Yisrael were not on the Madriga. Maybe that the words are being counted or the like. There's no Issa. But if you do count them, then there's a possibility of a negef, the magefa, Rachmana Litzlan. Therefore, they needed to take away that possibility of magefa by counting the machzis hashekel. The pasuk in Hosea, which says, "V'hoya misbar b'nei Yisrael asher lo yimad v'lo yisofer," is one pasuk. The pasuk of Shaul is another pasuk. Now, Shaul HaMelech had a reason for counting them. It seems that it was a minyan shel mitzvah. Klal Yisrael are going out to war against Amalek, and therefore they needed to be counted. It's a minyan shel mitzvah. So, the pasuk in the Torah seems to be saying, as the Maal Shoah explains, is only an Eitz HaTorah. Eitz HaTorah don't count Klal Yisrael, because at the time of counting on Klal Yisrael, they will require a kapora with shkolim of a korban. Point one. The pasuk of Shaul HaMelech, where Yeshama Shaul es on before going out to Melchemes Amalek, tells us that even the Dvar Shus, even for Dvar Mitzvah, you should count with another system. In other words, don't count one, two, three. What should you do? Yifkadeim batloim. A Dvar Mitzvah also cannot be counted 1, 2, 3. And the Pasuk in Hosea that says Lidvar Shus is also to count Afilu al Yedei Dovor Acher Asher lo yimad v'lo yisofer, takes, extends it right across. Now, those seem to be all the Isurim. But let's think about who was counted on each of these occasions. Who did Shaul HaMelech count? Or if we look at the total, we'll find out what proportion of Klal Yisrael was counted. The Pasuk says clearly, the total number was 200,000 ragli, v'aseres alofim es ish Yehuda. The Chayra, 200,000 Yidden, plus 10,000 of Yehuda, wasn't anywhere near a large quantity or anywhere near the whole of Klal Yisrael. You see from the story of Shaul HaMelech that even part of Klal Yisrael was also not allowed to be counted. And therefore, I understand that
Kol HaLashon,
that the Gemara in Yuma quotes the story of Shaul HaMelech. Why? Who was being counted by the case of the Mishnah in Yuma? A group of Kainim, whoever these Kohanim who happened to get up early, they were going to be wanted to do the Avodah on the Mizbeach, they were counted. How do I know you're not allowed to count even a section of Klal Yisrael? Where Shaul HaMelech is choosing who should be a soldier to go out to war to Melchames HaMalek. The emes is by David HaMelech. When David HaMelech was persuaded to count Klal Yisrael, who did he count? Did he count the whole of Klal Yisrael, or did he only count a part of Klal Yisrael? So the Posek tells us that David HaMelech asked Yoav, Leich Menei Es Yisrael. Go and count. And Yoav wasn't very happy with it. What do you need to know it for? Nevertheless, David HaMelech's persuasive power was such that Yoav went and counted. Pasuk states, he went from here, from there, went all over Eretz Yisrael, but by Yoshutu Bechol Haaretz, and he gave a number. However, Shlit in Chazal, from the Psukim in Divayomim is mashma like that, two Shavotim disagreed to be counted. Levi u'Binyomin le'pokad b'seichom k'nis'av d'var HaMelech es Yoav. They didn't like it. And Yoav said, I managed to get away without counting these two Shvatim. Why? Because Levi and Binyamin. Levi, Yoav had an excuse. If you look in this week's Edra, you see that when Klal Yisrael were counted, Levi, Achel Shevet Levi, Lehospoktu B'Seich B'nei Yisrael, Shevet Levi were not counted. So Yoav can turn around to David HaMelech and say, I counted all those of Klal Yisrael except for Levi, because Levi was not normally included in the minyan of Klal Yisrael. What about Binyamin? Dayoy, says Rashi, it's bad enough shenechsar v'kolo pilegesh begibah. There was a terrible story in Tanakh with Shevet Binyamin, and a reasonable proportion of Shevet Binyamin were killed. So Yoav would have had an excuse. Al kol panim. David HaMelech wanted to count the whole of Klal Yisrael, but he didn't. Yoav didn't. And therefore, according to the machshava, the intent, and what David HaMelech's instruction was, it was to count the whole of Klal Yisrael. That was a dvar reshus. What is that? A dvar reshus. And therefore, it makes a difference what the system is. One is not allowed to count Klal Yisrael, afilu al yedei dovor achel. If we analyze the reason, perhaps, and look in the Rishonim, why one is not allowed to count Klal Yisrael, we might come to of many nafka minas lahalocha. Is the issa of counting Klal Yisrael because the etzem counting is forbidden? I'm not allowed to go around saying 1, 2, 3, 4 about Klal Yisrael. Or is the issa the end result? I'm not allowed to know the result of how many Yidden there are in Klal Yisrael. That's the wrong thing to do. Nafka mina will be if I'm not counting the whole of Klal Yisrael. So if I'm only counting a section of Klal Yisrael, the total number I don't know. And when we talk about the total number, in each occasion, it has to be in its category of the whole one, because in Parshas Kisisa, we counted only between 20 and 60. But that would be considered a number. So now, if the Issa is knowing the result, so that's only when you count the whole lot. But if the Issa is the actual counting, that would also be forbidden. Similarly, if the Issa is knowing the result, then if you are doing it al yedei dovor acher, in other words, you're counting the number of sheep, etc., that would also be also because you're going to have an end result. But if the Issa is the counting, you're counting the individual, you're not counting, you're counting the coins, etc. So the machlokes in the Rishonim, why counting individual, what is the Issa, why the Torah asked it. Rashi tells us, Shaminyan Shoilet by Ein Hora. It's an Ein Hora, similar to the principle of Ein HaBrocha Shoira, El HaBedavar HaSomim Min HaAyin, Brocha comes to that which is hidden. But once there's a number to it, then it's very there's Brocha would be to a certain degree a nace, and therefore Ein HaBrocha Shoira, Ela, that which is hidden from the eye. And therefore, if we don't know how many Yidden they are, it can end up there's more and more and more. Once you start counting, then there's already an aspect of Ayin Hara. In Rabbeinu Bechai, gives another reason. He says like this, Ha'om ha'nifrat b'minyonai, the nation made out of individuals, each one the gulgaloisov, per head, hinehu mushkach mibal ashkocha yisale. The Rabbeinu Shlomo looks at him individually. V'chol ma'isov nifrotin lefonov. And therefore all the actions are going to be detailed. Ma'asha enkem, when one is part of the Rabbim, then the Rabbeinu Shlomo, as it were, looks at the whole tzibur. There's a ma'isa in Tanakh with the Isha Shunamis. She was the one who Elisha gave a bracha, had a baby, and after a few years, the baby died, and the Isha Shunamis ran to Elisha to ask her for a bracha. The term she said to Elisha at the beginning, B'soich ami onoichi yosheves. I don't want you to daven specially for me in front of the king, in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm part of Klal Yisrael. Once a person is singled out, then the risk is far greater. And therefore, the Israel counting Klal Yisrael is because we want to create a tremendous achdus, a unity in total, completely in all matters in Klal Yisrael. And therefore, counting individuals is not a good idea. As we say to Rabbeinu Bechaya. Now, if the reason is knowing the result, I understand there's Ayin Hara. However, if here, in this case, the Maise HaMinyan should also be forbidden. Why? Because as soon as you start counting a person, not as part of the whole Klal, but as an individual, then that already might bring about some individual attention, and says Rabbeinu Bechaya, it's not good, it's not a sensible thing, Poshet Eitz HaTova, it's not a sensible thing to be at a personal attention, as it were, of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We know, as I said before, Torah and Shulchan Aruch, it's not mentioned. The Rambam does mention it only in that one place. Where is that place? In this halacha of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that you make a pious, says the Rambam, Loma Meine Haminyan, she's, why do you do it this way? Fisha also limnos as Yisrael. And the Shaida is, why Taka doesn't the Rambam bring this halacha? Why is it that the Rambam only mentions it, agav, because of how you do the pious? I saw a vote from Rabbi Zalman Nechemia, Gomberg, the son-in-law of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Zalman Nechemia Zangazunt. He says an idea like this. It seems there's no issa in counting. That's not the point. But etzem, the reason why you shouldn't count is because you're putting the individual or klal yisrael in a sakona. And for that, take a koifer, take a machzis hashekel, and use it as a korban to take away that sakona. So the etzem counting of klal yisrael is not the issa. The problem is, don't put klal yisrael mikayach osa lesakeines yisrael. You don't want to put klal yisrael into a sakona. The posek of Shaul HaMelech tells me, gam ledoiros, to a dover acher is different. But the Rambam only mentions it, but tell us how you do the Indian of Kavonos, of Trumas Adeshen, etc., only because there might cause problems of Sakona to Klal Yisrael. The Minagoylam, now, it seems from this Gemara that counting the fingers, the Chayra should not be anything also in it. Chasam Sofer in Hatshuva is mechalek between counting the Gulgoyles and counting the Etzbois. Okay. The Minagoylam, how do people count Klal Yisrael, if we need to know it? Is in Eliyahu, when he's talking about counting Klal Yisrael, he says, Al Yedei Machshava, there's nothing wrong with it. So you look around the room and you want to see how many people there are there, there's nothing wrong with counting the numbers that there are of Klal Yisrael. That's no issa involved. I saw one of the Gedolim even write, Satev Shin Chutzalaret might have different dinim. Okay. Winag, as the title of today's Rosh Hashanah, was a Shia Samecha. What do we do? So let me tell you, we go through the various Rishonim in Sefer Ha'itim. He quotes a tshuva of Rav Haigon. If we want to know how many Yidden there are to make up a minyan, what is the system, says Rav Haigon, there's a pasuk with 10 words in it. V'ani b'roiv chastecha ovei beisecha, eshtachve el heichal kodshecha b'yirosecha. Ovoi Veisecha refers to the Beis HaKnesses, Ki Beisi Beis Tefillah, so that is the Ovoi Veisecha, and Eshtachve Leichal Kodshecha B'Yirosecha. Says Rav Haigon, what was the system? How did you know to make up the minyan? When, if you looked around, the Gaber Echleis, he gave a clap on the bima, and every Yid said another word. The first person said V'ani, the next one V'roiv, who did the counting? Nobody. Each person said a word of that pasuk, and when he finished, we know where the last person said the word. I know where we were up to. How many? If you finished the pasuk, we knew there was a minyan, and if you didn't finish a pasuk, we're still short of a minyan. That is Sefer Ha'itim b'shem Rav Haigon. Rashi also says the same idea. Heicha avdu, Rashi in Sefer Hoira, posachad v'ona. The first person says v'ani, tanyon. The second one b'roiv, and the third one chastecha. V'kad mashalme hai psika hai sidra yedu dekasora. When you've been through the whole pasuk, you finish off the pasuk, so you know there's a minyan. There's another man, Omer, who says they use a different pasuk. V'ani. Sfilosi l'cho Hashem eisrotzoin, elikim b'rov chastercha, aneini b'emes yishecha. The problem with that is, there's 12 words in it. There aren't 10 words in it. In Kitza says the minig that we're noyeg to do. Hoshio es amecho, v'orech es nachosecho, oreim v'naseim ad ha'olam. And others have got a different minig to count v'yitten l'cho ho elikim, Mitala Shamayim, Umishmane Haoret, Uvroiv Dogon Vesirosh. So we have amongst the Kadvoinim and the Paskim various psukim to use, but it seems that the original minog was that each individual used to say these words to make up the pasuk, but not that there was a counter there to know who it is. And the Mefarshim say the minhag that we have when we come into a shul and we say Matev Alech Yaakov, and then we say Vani Beroiv Chasecha Ovei Beisecha, is based on this minhag, on the minhag which Rav Haigon said that each individual would say one word of this pasuk. Between everybody, you have the whole pasuk being said of Vani Beroiv Chasecha Ovei Beisecha. Mimela, you know that there is a minyan. But if we are in a situation when, unfortunately, we can't come together in the same way, whether we can't come to Ovei Beisecha, so what tefillah should we be having here? We should have a tefillah of the Eibush the Helfen. We should have a Hishio Es Hamecho V'Orech Es Nachlosecha. We should be saved from this Eis Tzoro, and we should be zeicha to Vani B'Roiv Chastecha, with your abundance of chesed. We should be zeicha not only to Ovei Beisecha, to come to a shul, we'll be unto Davin B'Minyonim Beheta Gomo, and we should be zeicha Eshtachve El Heichal Kodshecha B'Yirosecha. We should be zeicha to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash El Heichal Kodshecha, and we should be zeicha to Eshtachve in Yitz Hashem, Eibush Telfon, we should be zeicha to this bracha, and we should merit to go up to Yerushalayim, Eshtach ve'leich al kodshcha b'yirosecha, and b'yasko el tzedek, b'meir av yomenu, amen.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.